After an earth-shattering betrayal and in the face of apocalyptic threats, Mark discovers new allies and wrestles with his greatest fear, that he might become his father. The final episodes of Invincible Season 2 are streaming now on Prime Video. Hey gamers, Jake Barras here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Diablo 4 has finally landed on Xbox Game Pass, after it was revealed that the game would be the first of Activision Blizzard's lineup to be added to the service, following its acquisition by Microsoft late last year. Subscribers to Xbox Game Pass, PC Game Pass, or Game Pass Ultimate are able to download and play Diablo 4 on their relevant systems right now as part of their membership. Although, PC players will also need to jump through some extra hurdles via Blizzard's Battle.net software in order to install the game. We scored Diablo 4 a huge 9 out of 10 in our review last year, so if you're yet to check it out, there's never been a better time. After it was accidentally uploaded early and then subsequently taken down, the free playable demo for PlayStation and ShiftUp's new action game, Stellar Blade, is now officially live on the PlayStation Store. Curious players can download the demo to sample the tutorial and first stage of the game, along with an additional added boss fight, just to get a feel for how this brand new and very stylish new title plays ahead of Stellar Blade's April 26 release date exclusively on PS5. Capcom has dropped a healthy new update for Dragon's Dogma 2 on PC and consoles, bringing the game up to title version 1.050. This new update brings with it a number of highly requested features, including the ability to start a new game when a game in progress already exists, as well as making more appearance-altering items available. The bigger changes in the update have also offered players new options to smooth over performance on PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, including turning off ray tracing effects to improve frame rates. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.